Hey, what's up? It's Marcus Williams, and I got a chance to speak with Chris, aka The Lion, from the band The Lion, The Bear, and The Fox. Coming through the Bow Valley this Tuesday, playing at the Good Earth Coffee House in Canmore at 7 p.m., and they're doing a little bit of a Western Canada tour, and this is a little bit of a special tour for them. Chris, what's so special about this tour for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, basically, this tour, like, we've done Western Canada now about 7 or 8 times over the last couple of years. And it's just been the most supportive place for us. We've just really met some special folks, and the whole place just kind of feels like home to us. So one thing we did in particular for this tour, we don't have a new record out yet. So we took some time right before we left, and we recorded a 6-song EP called the Home EP that we are releasing specifically for this tour only. So it's going to be basically a record that people can't get anywhere else, the limited edition 300 pressing only. It's kind of our way of saying thank you to Western Canada. So basically, we're going to have that with us in tow, and if people want to grab a copy of that, this will be their only opportunity.
That's cool. Now, what can people expect from your band and from this new Home EP?
Basically, the story of our band is we were all kind of 3 separate singer-songwriters before we started the band together, and we've kind of banded up as one project. So really what people can expect is just kind of 3 big voices harmonizing and singing really honest songs. That's kind of what we do, and it seems to be working out pretty well for us.
Now, you guys almost have different personas in the band. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Basically, what happened was we wanted to, because we had separate solo careers before the band, each guy really has like a distinct voice and distinct songwriting style. So we wanted to choose a name that kind of showcased the fact that we were, you know, individual folks and that we, you know, had distinctive voices, but also blended them into one name. So Corey is part Métis, and when he was growing up, his spirit animal was the bear. So it was only natural to call him the bear, and I have a big tattoo of a lion on my chest, so I became the lion. And Ryan is just kind of crafty and cunning, so he became the fox, and that's the story.
Awesome. This Tuesday at the Good Earth Coffee House in Canmore, you can catch the lion, the bear, and the fox. Thanks for speaking with me today, Chris.
Thank you very much, Marcus. Really appreciate it, man. Hopefully I'll see you at the show.
Yeah, for sure. Take it easy.
Take care, brother.